name is Eileen Colon, and I'm a member of the Belle Montrose Residents Association. I have been a property owner from time to time in Belmont Shore, Belmont Heights, and Bixby Knolls. I'm familiar with the tear down of the homes here, and as this young woman just mentioned from Belmont Heights, it would be a travesty to tear down a beautiful home. While it may not be a historic home, but you, many of you live in Belmont Heights and we're quite aware, it brings an attraction. Our homes here in the Belmont Heights bring an attraction, as your businesses bring an attraction to those that visit. Whether the visitors are from overseas, from those that are visiting the convention center downtown, and those of us that live in the community. Parking will always be a problem, and it isn't exclusive to Belmont Shore. We must think out of the box. We must think green. There have been other ideas that have been floated to you that seem to always be received as, we did that, we studied that, it can't be done. And I think you're missing it. The boat. As an example, Kurt, you know that the Belmont pool is being restructured. Why not incorporate a bus stop, a shuttle stop, some transportation incorporated to that area so that you don't have to walk across the street? It's there. It's a convenient spot that's well lighted. A lighting that isn't going to interfere with the Ocean Boulevard residents. That shuttle is important in the sense that you have the federal government Department of Transportation that perhaps can help you with funding. And Mr. Tom Modica, on the staff of the city, I'm sure is quite aware of how to perhaps get funding for quiet green shuttle. So I leave you with that thought, and I know that myself and a couple of the other residents, if you were to check your minutes of the meeting, will recall we suggested the bus program that got funded by the city, and there was opposition to that idea, until finally you accepted it as your own idea, went forward with it, which was fine. It's fine because it works. And I thank you for your attention, and I think there's some other ideas also that people hashed out. I know I have 3 minutes, so I wanted to be quick, but please cover that one. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I think one last thought I thought of while I was sitting here always. They don't want the house to tore down. I wouldn't tear them down. The house is here, that's all part of our environment. But I would insist that residents use their garage to park their car, especially when I already said you have 2 and 3 cars for traffic parked on the street. My neighbors, half of my neighbors, 65% minimum, 65% of residents in Shore do not use their garage to park their car. And that would free up a heck of a lot. I know, people aren't interested in that, but that is a reality. They're just not using their garage. My next door neighbor's got a nice remodeled garage and doesn't use it. He doesn't care. I've got a guy down the street with 3 cars. He's a car dealer. He doesn't use the garage. They put their junk in there. There's a heck of a lot of space here that's being wasted by people that are being selfish as hell. And this is where you've got to really clamp down. I think the city should police this whole situation. I mean, if they were willing to send out the city to my place that I was going to buy back in 1986 and not let escrow close because the garage was an apartment and it had to be converted back by the seller. I mean, if they're going to go to that extreme back in 1986, what's to prevent them from doing that today? Think about it. I think that's what you should do. This commission is here for a reason, put together by the city of Long Beach years, 20, 30 years ago. And this is what this commission should do. I insist, I've said it before, your responsibility should cover the shore now. You're specifically doing this to increase business sales. That's good. There are cities in the United States that wish they had this much cash flow coming in they didn't do. It's not only Detroit that's going bankrupt. We've had a couple of cities in California. They wish they had this much money coming in. We have oil. We have the port. We have this. This city is not in financial trouble. Believe me, it's got plenty of income.
Ralph, I heard everything you said, but I didn't hear whether you support or oppose this particular project.
I'm neutral. I don't care what you do.
Hi, Jan Gass. I live on Bayshore. My family's lived here for five generations. Love the shore. Vehemently against the house going. I think it's a slippery slope. You may not have the money now to do other homes, but you will once you start. It's going to continue. I also want to say it's presumptuous, but I think it's a big conflict of interest that one of the biggest, probably the biggest property owner on Second Street is on this commission. I don't get that. Thank you.
I want to make sure this is exceedingly clear. This commission has three commercial property owners on it, three business owners, and a resident. The purpose of this commission is to affect those stakeholders' interests. So the just general fact that I own property on Second Street is not a conflict of interest. Never has been and won't be. If I owned property next door to this thing, I would have to recuse myself. I don't. Neither does Kurt, neither does Lisa, who's not here. So there is no conflict of interest, but thank you for bringing that up so I can clarify it. I'm going to allow two more, and then I think we're going to be short on time because I know some of us have some issues and we have to get after that. I'll allow two more comments and then we'll take it behind the rail. So, Mike.
Good morning. I'm Mike Sheldrake. I'm the president of the Belmont Shore Business Association. I find this opposition to the parking lot understandable, but kind of ironic, because when I was on the parking commission, we had a proposal to take the parking lots behind on either side of Glendora and turn them after hours into valet parking, where we could get 50 or 60 cars into a 20-car area. The residents came out in mass in opposition to this plan because we were perceived as taking away their off-street parking at night. The residents were using that parking lot for off-street parking at night, and we were vilified for taking their parking lot away. Now we're trying to give a parking lot, and there's opposition to that. I realize that there's concern about the restaurants and the bars for off-street parking. If the residents park in that lot after meter hours, they eliminate that problem. The other thing I would say is those who are opposed to this project and are instead of just complaining about it, I would suggest you consider forming an investment group and purchasing the property. That way you could either sell it to someone who wants to live there, or you could turn it into rental property, which means that you would still control it and the renter would pay the mortgage. Just something to consider. Thank you.
About three doors from the proposed parking lot. I understand Gail. I've known Gail for years. I understand how unhappy she is about it. I'd be miserable. But the biggest issue is not, to me, I get the property values. I come from a safety standpoint. The alleys, from my perspective, attract the dregs of society. I'd knock on Gail's door when someone was peeing on her gate in the back. If we put a parking lot there that allows 8 cars, soon there will be 16 because people will park behind others. I live across the street from a parking lot. They had an arm on that lot. It's a private lot. That arm was replaced twice a month because they have no respect. The people who come from outside the shore have no respect for our property or our rights. I am outdone by this proposition. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, it's 10 after 10. I think it's appropriate now to bring this back behind the rail, as they say, and we can discuss it.
I have a couple quick comments.
Okay.
I think as Terry brought up about the top lot, the removal of the top lot, it's always nice to be able to bring up the downside,
name?
But
what's that? What's your name?
Kurt Schneider, Doc Baron. So you brought up the top lot. The top lot was never going to be eradicated, as he said. It was a swap for where the church parking lot was, and it would actually be a larger top lot. And what ended up happening in this, you don't always get what you want. But what ended up happening is we took a lot that the church felt they had a lease on, but their lease had already expired 12 years earlier. They're paying $1 a year. We went through on the commission and opened it up to you so you get free parking. So please, don't forget the good. The second thing is...
It's our recommendation.
It was not your recommendation. You weren't at the meetings. The second thing is on the parking structure that Dr. Banner brought up, fantastic idea. The reason for swapping the top lot with the parking lot of the church was to do exactly that, Dr. Banner. We're like-minded on that. Because the largest lot in the shore is where Wells Fargo is. If we were able to unify those, we would be able to do a structure someday if you, the residents, wanted it. The problem today is we've spent $350,000 on the top lot, which is wonderful. We were the ones that started it to get the top lot redone. It was part of the whole process. Please understand something. There's plenty of brief, partial solutions. There is no cure. Because if we add 400 more spaces, I promise you, they'll be used. It's like you buying a 5,000 square foot home, but you're in a 1,000 square foot home. You're going to use all that sooner or later. You fill it up. And it's just what's happened in my life. And I'll tell you right now, we would love to do that parking structure. We're behind you, but we've had opposition on so many great ideas. And unfortunately, a vocal few sometimes stop great potential projects. We're here to work with you. Again, so many great ideas. The idea about demolishing commercial property, I understand. We're wanting to go into your neighborhood to demolish. Why aren't you willing to give up? You're not wrong, but then so many other people. Well, I'm going to finish really quick. One thing is brought up, though. $80,000 of space, it would be $200,000 of space over there. So the economics don't quite work. But again, I appreciate it.
My only point is we're behind the road on this. It'll be our discussion, not that sort of thing. And so I'd appreciate it if you guys would respect that, too. All right, any other commissioner?
I'd like to talk a little bit. Our specific charge is parking and business improvement. And that's what we need to do. And a number of the ideas were really good. I like the idea of painting hash marks in the residential area. That will create more spaces. I like the idea of the free shuttle. I like the private lots properly marked at night so that timid people like me who wouldn't park there would park there. However, we need to be multifaceted. We need to do a lot of different things. I do believe that the idea of the parking building would raise even more protest than the idea of a parking lot. Because if people don't want a parking lot next to their house, how would they like a 2 or 3 story structure that, stopping the sunlight next to their house? I believe my front yard may be Marina Pacifica, but I spend 12 to 14 hours a day in my store, often 7 days a week. So my front yard is 7th Street, and the side street where my store is, Pomona. And our job as commissioners is to advise the city council what we think is a good idea to improve parking and improve the business. And I'm going to vote for the parking lot because I believe, I'm going to vote yes to recommend to the city council that they purchase, go ahead and purchase the house. The actual decision will be made, what, by the planning commission, Bill? By the city council? Where is the actual, where does Buck stop?
The final decision to acquire the property will be the city council's. Yeah, absolutely.
And when we actually come to a vote, I will vote for advising the city council.
Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
I think this, as I understand it, when this notion first came up, the council is always looking, and this commission is always looking for ways to mitigate parking issues here in the area. And sometimes you explore something and it goes nowhere. Sometimes you need some successes. We've gone both ways. And I think that's, as I understand it, the purpose we're doing now. The council has made an offer contingent upon us having this kind of a discussion to evaluate whether we think it's a good idea or a bad idea. And I think in that spirit, that's what has happened. And I think it's great that many people came here today, and I think it's great that many people discussed this notion in their neighborhood, especially in the impacted area. And that I think it's one of the meeting last Saturday. I decided I couldn't go there. I'm coming from surgery. I'm here today. As I understand it, from what I heard one of the speakers say, that 85 or a large percentage of the people that live on the impacted street do not like this idea. Is this a fair statement, Bill?
I heard the same thing you did. I
haven't seen any documents on this. But if that's the case, I would be disinclined to move forward with such a recommendation, because if most people thought, if most people thought it was a good idea, I would say maybe we should proceed with this and take it further in the review process. But if most people don't like the idea, I would think we're jamming it down somebody's throat. I don't know. I would like to make sure that is indeed the case. But if it is indeed the case, I would be disinclined to go with that.
To what the residents did bring, and I apologize for interrupting, but the residents did bring a petition from the Vernon Avenue. I believe it had 41 or 42 signatures on it. I disagree with their count. I have 53 homes on that lot, or 53 households on that lot. So it is a large number, something like 90%.
What? It's a tough dance for renting. Parking needs met, and then balancing the needs of the businesses, what we're supposed to do. It's part of the unique area, part of our unique area. Mm-hmm. The residential area is part of our unique area. And I do live on the shore, and I like both. It's important to have that dance made properly. And it's a tough issue. And it's tough being up here sometimes and hearing all those things. And but that doesn't mean we give up on other ideas or on this idea.
Yes, I've been in Belmont Shore with the business for 21 years, and I've been on the parking commission. This is my second term, so I've been through a lot of the process through the 2000s. I do agree with Kurt. There is no one solution. We have to do little pieces to try to make it work. I don't want to be redundant, but you know, I've been through the process and heard complaints over the years, so I really feel that it's important that we get something done, and we do work hard here on the parking commission, and you know, even the alleys that we did was a big project. I mean, we've done a lot of good things, and we are trying to do what we can to help. Thank you.
I'd like to make one more comment. Yes, Commissioner. I'm focusing on being in favor of this, but the condition. I never ever want to negatively impact my neighbors. by that, I look at, I think the Parking Commission should request the city to conduct an appraisal process of the adjoining property, number 207 Laverne, to see if there is a negative impact based on 205, if it does pass, to be converted to a parking lot versus being a single-family residence. And in the event that there is a negative impact, the city of Long Beach should compensate the adjoining property owner, be it with added land for frontage or width, or with cash to compensate that dollar amount. Because I do own one of the lots that are on the alley that is parking. It's extra deep, more depth than we need, and there's approximately 8 feet or so extra there that is not necessary for the parking. I look at it as the person next door, we do not want to make their value of their home go down. Truly, I don't want to do that. I'm not after that. I don't believe any of these people are either. What we're after is having a process that works well for everybody. So I'd like all the commissioners to consider that. I would be in favor if we use that as a condition.
What about the houses across the street?
Time out.
They're at it every day.
It's looking slow. Behind the road now. All right. Any other commissioners who want to speak? Okay. Well, before I start my own comments, I received emails and calls from both Lisa Remlow, who's not here today, and Samuel Lipke, who's not here today. Of course, they didn't have the benefit of hearing the comment today and you know, what you folks are feeling. But they're both in favor of moving forward with this project. Again, we don't do proxy votes, so their votes don't matter, but I thought it important to let the rest of the commissioners know that those two commissioners are in favor of continuing this process. Whether it ultimately ends up in the parking lot or no is yet to be seen. But Lisa, Kurt, or Commissioner Remlow had a similar concern over some potential loss of value in the next door neighbor's house, and I believe Lisa would probably want to consider your suggestion there. Did not talk to Samuel about that, so I don't know his thoughts on that either. Okay, having said that, my personal comments go something like this, or my thoughts go something like this. First and foremost, I heard it again and again today, we're taking a home. We're not taking a home. This is a voluntary sale. The owner of this house is willing to sell it to the city. The owner of this house could just as easily be willing to sell it to Simsies, and Simsies could convert this into a parking lot. It is zoned for parking. It is what it is. I agree in part with Don. Same part, he said there's no solution. I don't think there's a single solution to our parking problem. But I believe that there are a number of potential improvements that we can make that would at least mitigate some of our parking congestion or parking issues. And this very well may be one of them. Unfortunately, this commission has looked at and will continue to look at a number of different options. And based on the resident meeting that we had last Saturday, I'm willing to push forward at least three new options. I shouldn't say new options. One new option and two old options to relook at them and see if we can't get around some of those hurdles. But each and every time we come up with an option or an idea, somebody doesn't like it. Somebody opposes it. So sooner or later, we're going to have to get around that head jam, that roadblock, because doing nothing is not a solution. A couple of options that were thrown out there, just to kind of explain that a little bit. The suggestion that we use commercial property. We tear down some commercial buildings and build parking lots. While that seems to make some sense initially, there is one very significant problem with it. The commercial is about three times more expensive than a residential property. So we'd get a heck of a lot less parking for our dollar if we were to try that. There are other concerns with taking commercial property, and this goes back to the banking issue. When the banks bought whole lots, torn down, built single buildings, and they broke up that nice village feel of walking down nice, aesthetically pleasing streets where you walk from one block to another and you got a big gap that doesn't feel like the rest of Second Street. Nobody likes that. A lot of hay has been made over the beach parking lot and shuttles. Trust me, we have looked at that and tried, and it is a difficult animal to skin. But we will continue to look at it. The liability issue was mentioned. That is absolutely a concern. Many of the business owners are very concerned with that. I don't know that it would be legal for the city to use public funds to pay for private liability. One of the biggest hurdles there is the Coastal Commission. Using the beach lot would have to go before the Coastal Commission. You start taking away property for non-beachgoer or coastal use, and now you've got the Coastal Commission involved, and they're in all likelihood going to say no to that. Even if we could get around the Coastal Commission, I guarantee you, if we actually started to push that problem, that project forward, or that plan forward, we'd have just as many people as are here today that live down near the beach going, not near my backyard. So it's a no-win situation again. And I think Marcia may have said it, or maybe it was Joy, I'm not sure, but we probably have a hell of a lot more people in here if we tried to put a parking structure up. The hash mark idea came up, and I believe the Laverne Avenue group has actually had Dave Roseman talk to them about trying to do that. And don't take my word for this, but it's my understanding that Dave, who's the real traffic parking expert, does not believe it actually makes parking better. He doesn't believe you can increase the number of parking cars that park in a given area with hash marks. Go figure, we do it out on Second Street, but that's more because we meter it and we have to designate a space for each meter than trying to make more efficient use of the space. Okay. We are an advisory body, and it is my belief that it is our purview, our responsibility to pursue any and all options and bring them forward, community discuss them, and let the process move. Regardless of whether we vote yes or no on this today, this process is out there, and I suspect it will continue. I don't believe our vote, even if we voted against it, would terminate the project. There will be many more meetings where that project or this project could be terminated. Again, it will have to go because it requires a CUP before the Planning Commission. That meeting is not yet scheduled. I can't give you a date on it. I'm sure we will publish that and it will be open and available to the public. Similarly, it will have to go to the City Council. Ultimately, as I've said before, it will be the City Council's decision. But we're an advisory body. And our job is to look at ways to help improve parking and improve the business district. This is certainly a way to do that. And whether you think this improves the area or not, from my perspective, in that narrow view, 8 parking spaces or 10 parking spaces, however you want to look at it, is an improvement. So I believe we have a duty to at least push this forward and see that the city has an opportunity to review it. I realize that there's a whole lot of residents on Laverne Avenue, apparently maybe 40-some residents. I would love to verify those signatures, make sure they are all, from residents on Laverne. I'm not trying to disparage anybody that put their name on that, but given the passions, the threats we've heard today, some of the other stuff that's been done, I think it's appropriate that we set that aside for now until those names can be verified. Regarding the negative impact, I believe we're referring to the financial impact.
Yes.
I don't have any concern in conducting an appraisal of the adjoining property, of the Metis property. And personally, I don't have any concern, with compensating them in some way if there is a loss. I'm not sure that we won't run into a legal hurdle there. I'm sure the city attorney will have
strictly a recommendation.
Right.
The city attorney will give us that.
Well, and we're an advisory body in the first place, so if we advise the council to look at it, they can either pick that up or not. I certainly believe that would be appropriate if it can be legally done. And so I would be willing to consider that as well. So as far as my own vote today, you know, I generally don't vote on any matter. I generally let you guys, you know, vote, and I just kind of run this thing. But I would be in favor of this, and I would be in favor of, you know, an additional recommendation, which we could carry out.
I move to approve and recommend that the city looks into the negative impact of 207 Laverne. If so be, it's negatively impacted on the value to compensate.
Why don't we make two separate motions? My thinking is to make a motion to approve and move this forward. If that passes, then the motion, the second half of the motion would be relevant. If it doesn't pass, the second half isn't relevant.
Great.
Okay. So you're making a motion to approve the recommendation. Okay.
I will second the motion.
Okay. Yeah. Any further discussion?
Yeah, just a question. Is it important to make the decision today before we have a chance to verify the signatures on the this impact area?
We'll change my vote.
Regardless of whether we change votes or not, I do believe it's important because I think it's important to take this to the next level, get this before the other regulatory bodies. Again, Eric, we're just advisory. I understand your concern, but that would be my suggestion. Okay, any other discussion? All right. Commissioners, how about a show of hands? All in favor? All right. All opposed? All right. I will cast my vote this time too, Jim, so we've got 4-1. All right, second motion?
I have a motion to that the city recommends evaluating 207 Laverne to see if there's been a negative impact by change of use from a single family residence to a public parking lot. And in the event that 207 Laverne has been negatively impacted value-wise, the city should compensate, be it with additional land and or cash.
Okay.
Question, how can the city give 207 additional land, parking
great,
lot?
Great question.
Yeah.
Because of the depth of the parking lot, if you have an additional up to 8 feet deeper than is necessary, and by doing so, you elevate the value of the property because it's a bigger property.
Marshall, let me explain what we're talking about real quick. Let me use the diagrams over here. We're required to put a cinder block wall, well, we're allowed to put fencing up here. Generally, it would be a cinder block wall 6 feet high. With the Metke's input, we could certainly ask the city to do something different there if they chose that. But generally, that wall would be on the property line. But because this is a wider alley, it's got ample turning radius. These lots, or these stalls, do not need to be as far in here as they need. This curb cut could be, this curb line could be moved out here. And the wall, therefore, then could be moved here. We could maintain the same amount of landscaping, but just have a shorter turning radius. By doing that, you end up freeing up a few feet. In Belmont Shore, 2 feet would make a big difference. 2 feet gives him a 32-foot wide lot. 32-foot wide lot takes that R2 zone and actually gives him the ability to potentially build a duplex. So even if he doesn't use it, the simple fact he's got 2 more feet available to rebuild and add a larger garage means he's got more value because of the zoning issue. And certainly 2 feet would not affect the turning radius and the number of spaces on this thing at all.
Okay. And hence they end up getting more parking in the short than the next people.
Right. So because your motion was a little kind of convoluted.
I actually printed it out.
Okay. So this is it in verbatim. Okay. Jim, is this how you got in your notes then?
Pretty much.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. I think the way it's written here, I'm going to read it for the record then. The motion, as I understand it from Kurt's letter here, is Belmont Shore Parking Business Improvement Area Advisory Commission requests the City of Long Beach conduct an appraisal process to determine if the adjoining property which would be 207 Laverne Avenue, is negatively impacted based on a 205 Laverne having a change of use from single-family residence to an eight-space public parking lot. If, in fact, the adjoining home will be negatively impacted, then the city of Long Beach will compensate for the impact based on loss of value. Okay, for rent through loss, through contribution of land or cash. Okay.
There's a motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Discussion. Any more discussion?
I have a question. I understand your point, that's what I'm taking here. But I am concerned then about this piece of property here, because whether that remains residential, whether that will be negatively impacting. And if the city does move forward with this, I'd be concerned about like their values on this. And if the city to look at that and determine, because if I own this piece of property and this was a parking lot, if I turned into a parking lot, I'd be concerned about my value of the property.
If the maker of the motion would consider
at least expending to consider having to at least consider it.
I understand. I've looked at it. I've sat down there for hours trying to figure out from my point of view. I've been in real estate for 24 years, and my point of view is that no, it's not impacted so much, and it's already on the alley. I feel more so the person next door is going to have more of the impact. It's where do you end? Where do you start? Where do you stop? And it's a slippery slope. And I understand those that be across the street and further down the block. But I'm going to leave my motion where it's at.
I'm going to kind of throw a little in here. Yeah, that ends up being a slippery slope and we kind of go all the way down the block. That gets unworkable. And I will add to this. I think as much as I like that this motion and I believe it is appropriate to look at this, I would not be surprised in the least if the appraiser came back and said no change in value. Or potentially even an increase in value. I know a lot of people are arguing higher, but no change in value is absolutely supported by economic theory. Economic theory always says, you know, all the information about a particular asset or transaction is out there in the public, and that information is used in assessing the value. This property has been zoned to be a parking lot. It's been identified to be a parking lot. We've heard a number of these people talk about events that happened over the last 25 years where this whole plan of converting these houses to parking lots has come forward. So it's certainly, if you pull a title report on this, the Melrose stuff should come up. So it's not reasonable to say that the knowledge wasn't there. Therefore, if it was in effect, it was 25 years ago when this plan was developed. Properties have appreciated substantially since then. So figuring out whether there's been a decline in value would be very difficult. Assuming they do find a decline in value, I would support the city doing it. All right, so those might be cents on that. We have a motion, we have a second on this additional issue.
I'm going to go ahead and vote for this, because if the city council does go with the parking lot, I would want to make sure the person next to this is compensated as necessary.
Absolutely.
I'm not for it. The concept, but if we're going to move forward,
right,
then they should be compensated.
Your vote against moving forward on the base plan has already been reported. We got that. So, and that's exactly why Eric, I wanted to do it separately.
Thank you.
I figured you would want to do that. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so the second motion carries unanimously.